Jesus teaches us so much. Who understands it? I hope to say a word that will help us to understand it, but I can't do it by myself. I need your help. So if we could start by praying for each other. If you just pray for me for a moment, that I'll be able to speak a word that will help this word to reach your hearts. And I'll pray that you're able to hear what God wants you to hear. And let us entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus really wants us to bear good fruit, 160, 30-fold. That fruit could be a lot of things, but we won't go wrong if we see it as the fruits of love and joy and peace. We can think of the other fruits of the Holy Spirit that Paul mentions in the letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, generosity, self-control. They're good fruits. And I think we all want them in our lives. Don't we want more love, more joy, more peace? Jesus helps us to reflect on the different ways that we receive His Word. His Word in the specific sense of the Scripture that's proclaimed today. His Word in the Scriptures that we meditate on, His Word spoken to us in our prayer, in faith, His Word communicated through our brothers and sisters, His Word that's formed the whole universe. In Greek, the word word is logos, logic. There's a divine logic that has formed all things. As we tune in to the divine logic, which is much greater than our human logic, His ways are not our ways, then we start to receive that word. But Jesus helps us to see the ways that we receive the word by looking at the analogy of soil. Soil, which is not always the same. What was rich soil last year may be rocky soil this year. Every farmer knows this. This is why he has to till the soil every year. It's amazing. Where do rocks come from? Rocks well up from somewhere in the depths of the earth. Doesn't seem to matter how many times you till the soil, you find more rocks. And the soil becomes depleted of nutrients. And so crop rotation and proper care for the soil is an ongoing thing. The soil gets filled with weeds, thorns that choke the fruit that is trying to grow there. And it needs constant care. We can't rest on our Christianity from last year or even last week. He challenges us again today. How is your heart right now? Is your heart receptive to receiving a word of love? Are you ready to receive Jesus in this Mass? It's so easy for us to become distracted, and I'm more guilty and I'm more of a failure than every one of you. I spend more time in church thinking about something other than church. But we have to make an effort to open our hearts, to receive Him, to receive Him in the miracle of the Eucharist. How many times did we go to Mass before we became bored with the greatest miracle that ever occurs on this earth? That God Himself comes to us truly and substantially in the Eucharist under only the appearance of bread and wine. When did we harden our hearts to that mystery, which is so beautiful, and it's actually the longing, the deepest longing of our hearts? But we can see and we have to take stock of how our hearts are. Are there thorns? Are there anxieties? Is there a lure for riches that chokes out the word? What are your distractions? What are the things that take your attention off of what we're doing here? What are the things that you're thinking about? And maybe very good things. Probably no one here is plotting the destruction of the United States or plotting to burn down the house of our neighbors. I mean, we're thinking about lots of good things, but what do we get caught up with? What takes us away from the Lord? Where do we have a heart that's shallow? That we're not really making room for Him in our lives. We're not really interested in hearing something that will challenge us, that will cause us to take a new direction. What's the state of our hearts? It's important for us to take stock of that and be humble about it. We all, even probably you're all saints, but I'm not a saint. And even the saints keep growing. And so none of us has arrived that we are a completed product. So we're all growing. But here's a very important thing to realize. The very first word of the parable tells us that a sower went out to sow. God is at work. God is at work. Before we got to Mass, God was already planning this Mass. Before we got up this morning, God was already planning the graces that He wanted to give you today. Before you thought about Him, He already thought about you. God is at work. Whatever our trials are, whatever our troubles are, whatever our struggles are, whatever the state of our hearts and the soil that's there, God is already at work, and He's far more interested in bearing fruit in your life than you are in bearing fruit in your life. God is at work. And the other thing that's very important to realize, soil doesn't take care of itself. Have you ever seen a soil that weeds itself? That'd be a bestseller, wouldn't it? Everybody would get that for their garden right away. Soil doesn't take care of itself. It needs someone else to take care of it. And that's why we are here to receive from God with each other. Both are important. Both are important. We gather together as the church, and you gather together, so many of you sitting in families. I love to see families at Mass. Because we need each other's help. None of us has soil that's perfectly rich. And the only way it will become more rich is by receiving help. What a blessing a wife is, a husband is, who is willing to help when we have that thorn of anxiety, that we start to worry so much about things, and we have a husband or a wife who can say, "It's going to be okay. We're in this together. We're going to work it out. Let's kneel down and pray. Let's ask God for His help." We need the support of each other for that. Or for someone to call us out and say, "You know, you're really distracted. You're really focused on a lot of things that are not that important. Why are you so distracted? Let's focus here. Focus on what's essential. Let's focus on the children. Let's focus on the mission. Let's focus on prayer. Let's focus on the Lord. Let's open a space so that we don't just present shallow soil to the Lord." We need the help of each other. We have to have the humility to see where we are rocky and hard and choked with thorns, and then the humility to ask, "Can you help me weed this? Can you help me deepen the soil of my heart?" I was just talking last night with a newly married couple. They live far away, you don't know them. But I was talking with the husband in particular, and he said, "You know, she's praying all the time, and she's still so filled with fear. She constantly has these fears, fear about finances and fear about how things are going to work out and where we're going and all this stuff. And I just keep telling her, it's going to be okay. We're going to make it through." And I said, "Good, keep telling her that. That's the gift that you give her. You have the idea that you're going to say it once and it's going to fix it forever. But the fact is that soil is going to keep needing to be weeded. Don't get tired of weeding the soil of your wife's heart. It's your gift to her, and she's so grateful. At least you know what you're doing. I mean, why do we want new problems to deal with? I like the problems that I know how to deal with. Just keep bringing those on, and we'll just keep weeding those. I said, just keep telling her how good she is, and how beautiful she is, and how much you love her. You can say that for the rest of your life, and it'll never get boring. We have to help each other. We have to have the humility to know our own hearts. We have to help each other to weed, to cultivate, to deepen, to enrich. And then we have to come together as we do right now before the Lord and allow Him to sow the seed of His love. He gives us a miracle in the Eucharist. Let's allow it to be fruitful in our lives.